What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today, live people. It is July the 12th, and we're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today. Hopefully, you guys are having a great day. Please, guys, if you haven't already, go ahead, visit our website, electroniceditions.net. Electroniceditions.net. There you'll be able to find the best tech deals, tech information. Our EAD club member, you'll be able to be an EAD club member, have access to tons of our products at very great prices, free monthly products, insider information that we have for you guys, and much more. So go ahead, visit us, electroniceditions.net. Without further ado, let's get started for today. Okay. So it looks like millions of LinkedIn users, guys, and yet another massive data scrape, right? So again, this is why we come out with this type of information to you guys. Again, we try to come out, with privacy information to you guys daily, if not weekly. Just because we're living in the digital realm now, you need to be protected as best you can at all costs, right? We're trying to stay protected. None of us are trying to get hacked or infiltrated or have our information be stolen without our knowledge, right? So this is why we like to come out with information like this to you guys, so you guys can be aware to remind yourself to stay protected and to keep always searching for protection and keep always leaning towards protection when online, right? So threat actors have once again managed to scrape data from over 600 million user profiles on LinkedIn and have put it up for sale for an undisclosed sum, according to reports, right? This incident, says Cyber News, is the third time in the past 4 months that data scraped from millions of its users' public profiles has been posted for sale, right? So according to samples posted by an unscrupulous user, the latest round of data scraped from LinkedIn includes the members' full name, email addresses, links to their social media accounts, and other details users have voluntarily shared on their public profiles, right? So this is honestly ridiculous, right? So this is why you guys have to just pay attention to what you're putting online. Be very, very careful. And I highly suggest, and I've been always suggesting even past episodes, never really put your real physical address online, or even your phone number on your accounts, right? Maybe if you're signing up for something, right, you can put your phone number and email, but never your real phone number on your public profile. I know some people do that. I used to do that. I never, after I would say 2013, I've always taken all my, personal phone numbers and stuff like that off my profiles, right? My public profiles, what people can see. So even on LinkedIn too, it's very business-like. So if people are looking to hire or looking to do business, right? It's good to keep, that private stuff, in the corner somewhere, or just definitely off the public profile, right? So, let's learn more. Let's go into the article and learn more about it too, right? So as mentioned by the threat actor, the information in the scraped data is available for anyone to see in the user's public profile. All they've done is use automated tools to crawl through LinkedIn and compile the data from millions of profiles in an easily readable format, right? So Cyber News added that while the data isn't deeply sensitive, it can still put users at risk of spam and expose them to phishing attacks, right? So we all know, guys, phishing attacks, you receive a text message with a link, say, hey, you want a stimulus check, you want some $500 gift, click this link to go ahead and claim it. That's an example, right? Or an email that says a similar thing, click this link to claim it, or, we have your information, or these scam emails that pop up. It's really ridiculous, right? Cyber News adds that while the data isn't deeply sensitive, it can still put users at risk, that's spam, expose them to phishing attacks. It adds that the details can also be used by malicious actors to quickly and easily find new targets based on the criminal's preferred methods of social engineering, right? So members trust LinkedIn with their data, and any misuse of our members' data, such as scraping, violates LinkedIn terms of use. When anyone tries to take member data and use it for purposes LinkedIn and our members haven't agreed to, we work to stop them and hold them accountable. And this is quoted by LinkedIn. LinkedIn claimed reacting to last month's data scraping incident, right? So notably, LinkedIn is engaged in a legal battle with talent management company HIQ Labs, which scrapes public data from LinkedIn in order to analyze employee attrition, right? So while in the lawsuit, HIQ contends that a ruling against data scraping could profoundly impact open access to the internet. The recent incidents of scraped data being made available on underground forums highlights how the technology can be used by threat actors to identify new targets, right? And that's, I'm glad that LinkedIn is going through, legal processes to get these guys, to help to hold these guys accountable and not have these things happen, right? LinkedIn is where, people trust LinkedIn, right? They have a privacy policy, right? And so if you're a company, you're misusing other people's information, they have a right to stop that, right? So people are not, they didn't agree to HIQ or whatever company to go ahead and take their information and to sell it on the underground market, right? Or to other people, right? They put their information, we use LinkedIn and put our information there for LinkedIn purposes only, not for something else, right? So this is a really good step up by the LinkedIn team. And, hopefully they'll have this resolved as soon as possible, right? So, definitely, guys, this is great to know, right? Also, guys, if you want to check that, you want to check your personal emails to see maybe if your email or anything else from your profiles have been stolen and mismanaged, right? You can go on I think it's I've been pwned, right? So I've been pwned, ivebeenpwned.com, right? And there you'll be able to enter your email address, right? Enter your email address. It's going to read and see if your email is being used for, suspicious activity, or if someone's trying to, or a company or institutions or whatever is trying to, locate and crack into your passwords, right? So I've used the website, I type my personal email in there, and for the most part, I'm pretty good, right? And it may come up with maybe like a company where, your email and your password has been compromised, right? Some of these new companies that start up, even they, for their privacy policies, when they're starting, they're not even educated on their privacy policies, right? So maybe they're not intentionally looking to go ahead and use your information for evil or for bad, but maybe themselves, they need to update their privacy policies as a company, especially newer startup companies, app companies, and stuff like that. They're just looking to get out on the market and make sure people can use their services properly. They're not looking to use people's information against them, right? But it's always good to stay protected. It's always good to know if your email's been compromised or your password's been compromised, so you can make adjustments and move forward. And maybe even change your phone number, change your email, look to use different emails for different services, not use the same password. Definitely don't use the same password over and over again for different services and things like that too. So things that you can do to prevent from having your information just be exposed, right? So if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, so it looks like Mint Mobile customers need to check their passwords following major data breach, Right, so unauthorized users gained access to the account information of the subscribers of US Telegram provider Mint Mobile, according to a data breach notification email sent to the affected subscribers. Initially shared on Reddit, the threat actor ported the phone numbers for a small number of Mint Mobile subscribers to another carrier. Right, so between June 8th, 2021 and June 10th, 2021, which was last month, a very small number of Mint Mobile subscribers' phone numbers, including yours, were temporarily ported to another carrier without permission. Read the purported email from the company, which is famously backed by Hollywood superstar Ryan Reynolds. Right? So, this is again, guys, this is why we come out with this type of information to you guys. If you guys are a Mint Mobile user, definitely go ahead and check to see if your information has been compromised. And if it has, maybe even call up Mint Mobile or even switch. I would probably even switch carriers if you can afford it to someone who's not to a company that's not going to lose your information like that or be easily attacked or has a history of being attacked lightly, right? Big network like Verizon, it's harder to attack them, or T-Mobile, or someone, or Sprint or something like that, right? Mint Mobile, it seems like it is kind of a newer telephone service, right? It looks like they were part of a data breach. They probably weren't aware or even prepared for that, right? But definitely definitely check out and see if your information has been compromised, right? Again, you can also go on ivebeenpwned.com, like I send guys, go there. You'll be able to type your email. Not only that, but I believe you can type in your phone number in there too to see if your phone number has been compromised or any information like that too, just to check out and protect yourselves, right? So that's what it is, guys. Go ahead and do that. If you guys want to learn more about this too, more privacy updates, so you guys can stay protected and know what to do, right? Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like Ted Lasso season two's humor and heart will cure your soccer blues, right? So soccer season, guys, we know that Italy just won the Euro Cup, right? Very, very exciting, right? So this is this type of this type of news does make sense in this atmosphere, right? So the weight of expectation is something that soccer managers and players are actually aware of. The smallest margins on and off the pitch can be the difference between victory and defeat. Factors that England and Italy can attest to as the dust settles on Sunday's Euro 2020 final. As a soccer-based show, Ted Lasso will be familiar with the notion of expectation now too. Apple TV Plus, a popular football comedy series, regularly appeared on the best TV shows of 2020 list and with a plethora of awards under its belt since the series' initial August 2020 release. The show's next installment has a lot to live up to as well, right? So if you guys want to go ahead, learn more about this too, learn more about this show and the season two and everything like that, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, this more on smartphone and gaming, right? So your Android phone could get a key PS5 feature thanks to Android 12, guys. So that's pretty cool, right? So while most mobile games are pretty small file size wise, right? Letting you play soon after you buy or hit download, some of the best games can take a little while to download because they have loads more storage and assets, right? And this is very true, right? For example, I still have a PS4, guys, and I download Call of Duty. It takes forever. I try to download 2K. It takes forever. I try to download UFC. It takes forever, guys, right? And they have huge amounts of storage. And this is why, if you're going to get a system or a console, even a phone, and you play lots of games, or even a computer, you play lots of games on it, you definitely want to have a very big space, storage space, so you can hold those games and continue to keep playing, right? So it sounds like Android 12 can bring a feature which lets you skip the wait, though. Google is currently hosting a mobile developer conference, and as spotted by XDA developers, one keynote speech is on delivery space updates, with the description saying that the company will unveil a transformational feature for Android 12 devices, right? So that's pretty cool, guys. That is very, very cool, right? So if you're, an Android guy and you love playing on NVIDIA phones or even Android phones, right? It looks like Android 12, right, is going to allow you to get this feature, and that's pretty huge, guys. It's gonna be, the graphics are gonna be looking really good. You could play games like you'd be playing it on the TV or on your console. Personally, I never really play phone games. I prefer playing on, PlayStation or Xbox or even Nintendo, just as a real console. I believe the phone should be a phone. I'm watching videos, email, sometimes Netflix, whatever. Not really playing video games, right? But it depends. Everybody in the tech has their own tastes. For you tech nerds, you guys all have your own tastes and stuff like that. So maybe this is something that you like. If you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, so it looks like Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 and Z Flip 3 could be surprisingly affordable, right? We know the foldable phones can sometimes be pretty expensive. They're foldable, they're nice, they're touchscreen. It's never really been implemented before. It's a new design, really can be expensive. So now it looks like, affordability is in the picture. This is awesome, right? So it looks like foldable phones are always among the most expensive phones you can buy, but this year Samsung might look to make them a little bit more affordable with both the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 and the Galaxy Z Flip 3 rumored to be cheaper than their predecessors, right? So according to a leaker known as Lanzhouk, posting on Navarre, right? The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 will cost somewhere between $1,900, right? South Korea won, and oh, I think that's actually 1.9 million South Korean won, and 200 million South Korean won, with the price likely to be closer to the latter of those, which is 2 million South Korean won, right? And if you do that, that's probably like maybe $1,500 US dollars, right? So convert the won to the US dollars and you'll get your price, right? So don't think it's going to be 2 million US dollars. No, it's 2 million South Korean won, right? And they do that because this is where, their phones are being manufactured. This is where their phones are being produced and everything like that. So it only makes sense, right? So yeah, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, it looks like Nintendo Switch OLED hands-on, a small upgrade that makes a big difference, guys. Right? So sitting down in Nintendo's offices in Redwood City, California, yesterday, I already knew all of the main details on the new Switch OLED model. It has a larger 7-inch OLED screen, an improved kickstand, increased internal storage, and very minor design tweaks. It's not the Switch Pro that many have been hoping for. It's just a Switch with a bigger, nice screen. According to this, according to this interview, this reviewer, right? All I knew that, that's going on. All I mean, I knew all that. I knew all that going on. But after playing a half hour's worth of Mario Kart and Breath of the Wild, I believe the word just in the previous sentence is unfair, right? So the Switch OLED model, it has a bigger, nicer screen, and that's more than enough to justify its experience, its existence, and perhaps its $350 price, right? So It's looking pretty good. The screen's looking bigger, it's looking nicer. It's looking a lot, crispier in graphics and sexy. And increase internal storage. It's not too bad, right? Honestly, would I pay 350 for that? Why not? Honestly, the Switch has always been expensive, guys, and we know this. It's really been like $300. Why pay an extra $50 for a nicer screen, graphics, and everything like that? Why not? Mazel tov. If you can afford it, do it. If you want to get the regular Switch, still looking pretty good anyways. I'd probably get the Switch Pro anyways. Extra $50 to get more space to play more games, look nicer. Why not, right? It really depends on your taste, especially for you guys that tune in, for all you tech nerds that love these types of technology. And I love gaming too, and these consoles. We all have our tastes. So definitely let us know in the comments as well too. Definitely. And if we should actually resell these pros on our website, right? And for a pretty good price, right? Let us know. Definitely, if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like the redesigned iPad mini reportedly on track to launch this fall, right? So a new iPad mini is looking to launch this fall. And we all know the iPad mini, guys. I've had a lot of people talk about the iPad mini, and personally, my opinion's like it's just a mini tablet. And the iPad is a tablet. You got the mini, which is smaller, it's definitely more portable. It does the same thing, right? For my perspective, it's cool. Is it necessary? Do you need it? Not really, right? Are Apple fans gonna die without the iPad mini? I don't really think so. But is there a market for it? Absolutely, right? So Apple plans to release a new iPad mini featuring the biggest redesign in its 9-year history this fall. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports the new device is expected to feature slimmer bezels, a larger display, faster performance, and a design similar to Apple's new iPad Air from last year, right? So Mac Rumors notes it could be a big shape up for Apple's smallest tablet, right? So whose design has remained remarkably consistent since its debut in 2012, right? So it looks like it's going to have some redesigns, right? And so we'll see what it does. We'll see the redesigns. And we'll see how it works. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be any crazily different. Yes, it's still going to have a front camera. It may not have the home button anymore, just like the newer iPads. It may have the iPad Pencil, may have an updated camera. What else do you guys think, right? Let us know, right? If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like news on TikTok, your favorite app for you nerds out there, for you tech nerds. TikTok gets a Fire TV app in the UK, France, and Germany, right? So TikTok is now available on Fire TV devices in the UK, France, and Germany. The video platform announced today, right? So the app, which will be available starting today, lets viewers watch content from the services for you and following feeds, right? So there's also a Discover page to help users find trending content. So the app is available to download from the Amazon App Store as well, right? So that's pretty cool, guys, right? So that is very, very cool. The service's Fire TV app follows its launch on Samsung TVs last year and Google TV and Android TV in February. Thus far, these apps have been exclusive to Europe, but the company recently told Protocol that it's working on bringing them to more markets, right? So meanwhile, in the US, TikTok launched an app called More on TikTok on Fire TV devices last year, right? So that app is limited to a more curated selection of popular videos rather than a personalized feeds TikTok's other apps are built around, right? Very, very cool. Looks like TikTok is being more flexible in hosting in different plat on different platforms such as the Fire TV, right? It looks like, Amazon is getting in the mix. It looks like you can download TikTok from the Amazon App Store as well too. So they're doing more partnerships with different powerhouses as well too. And different types of content on these on their different types of apps, right? So they're getting a little bit more flexible, a little bit more savvy, and it looks pretty cool, guys. Seems pretty cool. Let us know what you think. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, more news on gaming. It looks like the sealed Super Mario 64 sells for more than $1.5 million, almost doubling a record just set on Friday, right? So on Friday, when I wrote about how a sealed copy of The Legend of Zelda for the NES sold for an eye-popping $870,000 at auction and set a new record for the most expensive video game ever sold, right? According to this reviewer, right, I wondered which game could be the first to sell for more than a million. Just 2 days later, I have my answer: a sealed copy of the Nintendo 64. Super Mario 64 sold for an outstanding $1.56 million at Heritage Auctions on Sunday, smashing the records that has just been claimed by The Legend of Zelda, right? So this is absolutely ridiculous, guys. Imagine if you still own Super Mario, guys, all the way when you had the N64. You could really make some money. I've always been thinking about that. I'm like, huh, all these retro games, they have to be worth something. Like they're so, because I remember I'm a 90s baby, so I remember being so young and playing the Dreamcast and playing N64 and playing the first PlayStation. All these old games have to be worth something, especially to the gaming community, that the gaming community is being worth more and more money every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. We have esports happening as actual sports, and people are getting paid out billions of dollars just by playing Call of Duty and soccer and FIFA and 2K, right? So people are making a living on playing video games. Why wouldn't the retro video games be held at a higher standard and at legendary perspective, right? So it definitely does make sense too, guys, right? So, we have the Super Mario, the N64 sells for more than $1.5 million, right? That is amazing, right? So if you guys have, and you if you hold any old games and stuff like that too, try if you can maybe even sell it at auctions, maybe on eBay or different auctions that are out there. Is there a market for it? And the answer is yes, there is a market for it, just like there's a market for, really legend retro sports cards or retro type of jerseys, things that have things are old that hold value, right? And that's just what it is, right? So it makes sense, right? Let us know what you think, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, lastly, we also have Black Widow has been a big hit on Disney Plus, right? So Black Widow is the first Marvel movie to debut on Disney Plus the same day, right? So it hit theaters and it's based on financial figures Disney released on Sunday, right? So the movie has been very successful on the streaming service in its first weekend, where it is available as a premier access title, right? So according to Deadline, the movie has earned $60 million in sales on Disney Plus, which isn't far behind the $80 million it earned in domestic box office sales and the $78 million it earned internationally, right? So that is amazing. So it looks like Black Widow, honestly, if it's making all these types of sales and money, this must be a really crazy crazy, really good movie and really popular. So I may have to even myself personally watch this movie. I mean, you can even see, you see the trailer and you see, how beautiful the main character is, not to go off sidetrack, right? So I may even have to sit down and watch this movie, see how really good it is, right? I guess it's available on Disney Plus as well too. So if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, okay, so I think that's about it for our news on the link on our LinkedIn page today. We also host news pieces of news information on our Facebook page. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Electronic Editions as well. Also on LinkedIn, we also have our Instagram page as well too, guys. Please follow us on our social media. If you don't know our social media, you're having trouble, just go through our website, our official website, our home base, our home official website, electronicadditions.net. Go ahead, we have our social media links there. Go ahead, follow us through our social media links there, and you'll be able to see our weekly deals and our blogs and our updates and things like that. And become a part of the EAD community. We'd love to have you guys. All right, so we'll see you guys soon in the next one, and have a great day. All right, peace out.